to 17, to 18, to 19, to 20. Baby. Hey. Are you doing okay? Baby, no. No, I'm just kind of in a shock, that's all. They didn't tell me much about what happened, just that you were here. I left work and came right here as quickly as I could. Shh, calm down. No, you will calm down. For once in your life, do not be fucking stubborn. I'm sorry for snapping. I'm just really worried about you. And I don't want you doing anything that could hurt your sister. I just want you to be safe. I just really want to hug you right now and hold you. But I know I can't, and it hurts that I can't. But at least I can hold your hand. No, not crying. Do not give me that look. I'm supposed to be the worried one around here, not you. I need to focus on you. I need to focus on you. You need me more than I need you. I'm going to call someone to get me some essentials, some clothes, a pillow, and a blanket from home. Then I'm going to call my boss and start using vacation. I'm not leaving this room for a while. No, I'm not leaving you in this room by yourself. You're my responsibility. You don't even have a say in this matter. Now relax. You look so tired, baby. That's it. Close your eyes. I'll be right here when you wake up. Oh, baby. I'm so sorry. I know you would never agree with me, but this is my fault you're in that bed with 18,000 fucking wires attached to. But now you get to rest peacefully, and I can practice my apology to you. This is my fault. And I'm sorry. This morning was all my fault. I got so mad at you for no reason other than that it was early. I crossed the line when I told you to get your shit together. It's not your fault. Your boss fired you for a shitty ass reason. And I said all those things, called you all those names, blamed you all these things on you, and you didn't even get mad. All you wanted was for me to make dinner tonight, and the only reason they knew who to call was because my name was on the card attached to the flowers you were bringing me. And that card was an apology from you to me for no real reason. Because you didn't need to apologize. He did nothing wrong. And when I said I drove as quickly as I could, in reality, I raised here with tears streaming down my face. I was in tears because I couldn't bear to think that the last words I ever spoke to you were me calling useless and pathetic. Because you are the opposite of that to me. You are my whole world. You're everything I need and want, and I can't lose you. So I'm going to stay in this chair, and I'm not going to let you do anything that would put you in any more pain. Because I really have caused you enough pain. So you were never asleep. So you heard all that. Look, everything I said I meant. Okay, I'm so sorry that this happened. I'm so sorry for what I said in the kitchen. And I'm sorry for breaking her heart. And I was serious when I said that I am not leaving this room until you can live with me. Leave with me. Now you really do need to get some rest, sweetheart. I'm going to make those calls and then update everyone with how you're doing. Then tonight, I'm going to lay in that bed with you and hold you tight to me. And there is no one that will stop me.